Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Zayin. We are on page Reish Mem Vav, the page following 490. Siman Shin Ayin Zayin is Din Shtei Alios Zo Kenegezo Hapsuchos L'chatzer. The halacha of two upper floors that are across from each other that both open up to a chatzer. So we're going to start with note number one that gives a little bit of a hakdama to what's going to be going on in the Siman. So in note number one, he writes in the Hakdama, Pasak HaShulchan Aruch Le'el, we learned in the Mechaber earlier, Shemi sheyesh lo chatzer shegodla dalet al dalet amos. One who has a chatzer that has a dimensions of 4x4 amos, mutter lo lishpoch es meimav lo chatzer zu. You're allowed to pour your dirty water out into the chatzer. Af im hamayim yotzim la'achar mikein me'achatzer lo shis harabim. Even if the water is going to eventually go from the chatzer into Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter. Kevan she'ein machshavtu l'kach. Since that is not your intention, it's going to be okay. Aval im chatzer ketana medalad al dalad amos. But if the chatzer is small, it's less than the dimensions of 4x4 amos. Aser lishboch ba es meimav. Then you're not allowed to pour your dirty water into that chatzer. V'tama chiluk. The reason for this chiluk is kevan she'shiaru chazal. Since Chazal evaluated, Shebechotzer Shegodla Dalet Amos Adalet Amos, in a chotzer that has an area of 4 amos by 4 amos, Nivlo Sasayim Mayim, a sasayim of water will get absorbed there. Shehikamus Hamayim Hanitzrechas L'Shimush Adam L'Yom. So that is the amount of water that a person normally needs for a day, is a sasayim. And Chazal said that a sasayim of water will get absorbed in an area of 4x4. Mibli letanef es karka al chotzer, it will get absorbed and it will not come to dirty the ground of the chotzer. V'lochein, and therefore, Ein locho shema yishboch esmeimav lehedi b'sarabim. Since you can pour your water into the chatzer, it will all get absorbed in the ground of the chatzer, it will not dirty it. So we're not worried a person is going to go and instead carry his water to the Rosh Hashanah. Avalim ein b'chatzer dalet al dalet amos, but if the chatzer is small, it's less than 4x4 amos, then yesh locho sheyishboch mayim merishus hayochel Rosh Hashanah. Then we're concerned he won't want to dirty his chatzer because it's not going to get fully absorbed, and he might go pour it into the Rosh Hashanah, which would be an iser. Kevan she'ena rosal tanef es chatzer, he doesn't want to dirty his chatzer. Umikom makom. So even though in a chotzer that's less than 4x4, you cannot pour your dirty water in. Im asa b'chotzer guma, if you made in the chotzer a hole, shemachzeke sasayim mayim, that can hold an amount of a sasayim of water, mutter lishboch sham, you're allowed to pour the water there. Kevan shamayim nishbochim laguma, since the water is going to be poured into the hole, ve'eno mitanfim as a chotzer, and again, it will not dirty the chotzer. Ve'lochein ein lochu sham yishboch l'sharabim, and then again, we're not concerned, he's going to go carry his water and pour it into the l'sharabim. And even if at the end, through his koach, the water drips out to the Rosh Hashanah, hareza mutter, that's fine. Kevan she'ein machshavtu l'kach, since that was not his intention. Ubesimin ze, and an hour simin now in Shin Ayin Zayin, Misbor madin b'ofen sheyesh b'chatzer shtei alios. What's going to be a din in a chatzer that has two upper floors? Shepsuchos kol achas l'merpesas, that are each opened up to a porch, a merpeses, v'achotzer b'neihem, and the chotzer is between them, v'rak b'nei aliyah achas osu guma b'chotzer kazeh, and only one of the upper floors made the hole in the chotzer, like in the picture. Mosai mutter livnei shtei halios lishboch meimem l'chotzer. When will it be permissible for both halios to pour their water into this small chotzer? Umosai mutter rak livnei ha'aliyah. And when will it only be mutter for the people of the upper floor, sha'asu guma lishboch mayim, that only the floor that made the hole can pour the water? Kimoke mizbor be'ez of and mutter lishboch hazamayim. We're also going to discuss exactly how the water can be poured. So this simon is really a hemshech of simon shinun zayim. So let's see the mechaber now in shin ayin zayim. Shtei alios, two upper floors, like in the diagram, hapsuchos lechotzer zo knegezu, that open up to a chotzer and they're facing each other, viachas osa soguma bechotzer, and one of the upper floors made a hole in the chotzer, kedei lishboch bechotzer she'en ba arba amos meimeha. So one of the chatzeros made a hole in the chatzer in order to be allowed to pour out their dirty water into the chatzer that's less than 4x4 amos, and the second aliyah did not make a hole. So the din is as follows. Im ervu yachad, if the two aliyos made one big erev together, shteyen mutaros lishbuch meimehem, they are both allowed to pour their water into the chatzar because of that hole that one of them made. V'im lo ervu yachad, if they did not make an erev together, v'ha'achas ervu la'atzma, and one of the upper floors, all the dwellers there made an erev together, v'ashnia lo ervu klal, on the other side, they did not make an erev at all, zo shelo erva asura, the side that did not make an erev, they're asur to pour out their water, the she'erva mutaras, and the side that made their own eriv, and as we'll see, they made the hole, they can pour their water out. Ubavat shelo tishbuch lahedya baguma, as long as they don't pour it directly into the hole, ela tishbuch ba'aliyah, they should pour the water onto their second floor, vehim yordim laguma, and the water will drip down on its own into the hole. The Ramah explains, even though this is a chatzar that's in a mureves, because the two sides not make an eriv, but since you're not pouring it directly into the chatzar, it's only through your kolach, that's going to be mutter. Now, till now, the Mechaber is discussing where the chatzar is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. But Zok the Ramah, the same thing will be true if the chatzar will be more than 4 amos by 4 amos, the shtei mutaros b'chiyagavna, then both aliyos would be mutter to pour their water. The ain tzrich and the guma, they could pour it into the chatzah directly, they would not even need a guma. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph, the achas asas a guma. So you have again the two aliyos across from each other, with a chatzah in between, and one of them made a guma, samuch lo neged aliyaso. Next to that aliyah, across from it, like in the picture, it's closer to one of the aliyos, the one who made it, put it closer to them. Sivkatan beis. The reason why they made the hole is because they lishbuch b'chatzer she'imba. The b'chatzer kazeh asr lishbuch mayim k'she'imba gumelazeh. Like we discussed, when there's a chatzer less than 4 by 4 amos, you're not allowed to pour water in if it doesn't have a hole. Like we learned in Simon Shinun Zayin Sef Aleph Ayin Sham. U'biyesh b'chatzer 4 amos, but if there isn't a chatzer 4 amos, ayin b'sof asif ba'agov v'mashik asav nusham. Look what the Ramah said at the end of the Simon, and what we discussed over there in the Mishabura. Sifkotan gimel. Lishbuch meimehen. They made this guma in the chatzar in order to be able to pour water out in the chatzar that's less than 4 by 4 amos. So the Mechaber said the din is, if the two aliyos made an erev together, then they're both allowed to pour their water. Says the Mishabura, afilu tocha guma lahedya, even straight away in the guma, because they have an erev, and therefore they are allowed to carry into the guma, they can both pour into the guma. The Shaar Tzion points out in Beis, the ein locho shal yidei shvicha shneihem yisrabu hamayim, and there's no concern that because both sides are pouring their water into this small hole, there's going to be so much water. Velo yasbik lahem guma achas, it's not going to be enough for them, one hole. Shemach zekes asayim, that can only hold this asayim. Shezeu shir shovchem la'odam echad shemishtamish b'choyom. We said as a sign is the amount that one person uses. So you have two aliyos of different people pouring their water, and the hole only holds one base asayim. How's that enough? It's still okay. The atam, the reason is, laze, ayim besimin shin and zayim b'mishaburis of katan ches. Why is that okay? So if you look at note number 4, he reminds us what we learned in shin and zayim. Shom kosav shemisha osa b'chatzero guma, shehim azekes asayim mayim, one who made a hole in this chatzor that holds this asayim of water, yochol lishboch lesocha komash yirtza, you can pour in as much water as he wants. Mishum shechachomim tiknu lasos guma, the reason why Chazal required a guma is mishum heker, to be a sign, shelo yotzi lehedya l'sarabim, it's a reminder sign that you should not carry your water out to the sarabim. V'keivan sha'asa heker, once you made the heker, yachal lishbol sham kamash yirtza, you can pour in whatever you want. V'af shebevali hamayim yitzu l'chutz, even though you know for sure the water is going to flow outward, that's still fine. V'hu adin kan, same thing over here. K'sheshneim irvu yachad, when the two sides made an irv together, v'chashuvim ke'echad, and they're all considered one, mutter lehem lishbol kamash yirtza, they can pour in as much water as they want. Shekeivan sheyesh lehem guma, since they have a guma in their chatzer, they're not going to come to the pour the water into the Rishon Rabbim. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Dalet. So the Mechaber then said, if they made an erev together, they can both pour the water in. Im lo ervu yachad, the Mechaber said, but one made an erev for themselves and the other one did not make an erev. So says the Mishabura v'ha'achas erva, osa she'osa sa haguma. The side that made the erev is the same side that made the hole. And they made the Eruv in Kol Shcheneh HaDarim Eslab Aliyasa. So the whole side of the Chatzar, that Aliyah, all the dwellers made one big Eruv together, and they also made the whole. Umari b'shiyesh merpesas lifnei kol aliyah v'aliyah. We're talking about a case where all the different aliyahs had a merpesas in front of them. V'nichnasim akol merpesas derech pesach aliyah. And everyone enters the merpesas from the doorways of their upper floors. U'mimena yordim l'chatzer. And from the merpesas they go down to the chatzer. Sefkotan hei. So the side that did not make an eruv is asura. Afilu im asasa gam kenguma. Even if the side that did not make an eruv made their own hole, the kol shekein lefima da ayriya mechaber, certainly in the case of the mechaber, bishelo asasa guma, where they didn't make a guma, they are aser. Velo mi boya shasur lahutzi aklim ashovchim derech achotzer ad gumasa. Needless to say, they can't go outside with their kli filled with the dirty water and walk into the chotzer till the hole. O lahotzi la merpesas, or even to carry out their kelim to the merpesas, the halo erva, they didn't make an erva on their side. So they obviously can't carry out any kelim. Ela afilu lishba bebesa, but even to pour their dirty water in their houses, sheyelech hamayim me'asmon la merpesas, that the water on its own will then flow out to the merpesas, umisham yered lamata, and from there it will flow downward into the chotzer, gamkein aser, even that is aser. The chashina, because we're concerned, shema yachos al kilku besa, maybe you'll be worried about the dirtying of your house, shelo yitanef, that it shouldn't become dirty, mipnei ashofim, because of the dirty water. And what do you end up doing? V'yataltel ha'klim ha'shofim ha'merpeses lehedya, and you end up carrying out your kli to the merpeses straight away. V'alohi mishutefes l'chol dayorei ha'aliyah, and that merpeses is really joined together by all the dwellers in that aliyah, v'lo eruv b'neim, they didn't make an eruv, and therefore there is no eitzah for the side of the chatzer, those aliyahs that did not make an eruv. But the side of the chatzer, where there's aliyahs that did make an eruv, and they did make a hole, so there the mechaber said v'she'er v'zmuteres. Sivkatan vav ubelvad she'asasa guma v'kanal. As long as they also made the hole, like we said above. Ava below guma, but if there's no hole, asur lishbol bebesa. You can't pour the water in your house. Ola merpesa she'yerdu amayim l'chatzer, or onto your merpesa so it should drip down to the chatzer. To bevada yerdu me'achatzer l'sharabim. Because after all, if you have no hole, and the chatzer is less than 4x4, the concern is that the water is going to drip out to the Rosh Rabbim, like we saw in Simin Shinun Zayim. The afilim chaverta osas aguma, even if the other side made a guma. The hamayim yerdu me'achatzer l'osaguma, and the water is going to go down to the chatzer to the other guma. Gam ken osir, it's still not allowed. The chashinan sheyachosh l'kilkal achatzer, shalo yitanef me'ashofchem derech alilasam l'guma. We're worried you might be concerned about the dirtying of your chatzer as it drips all the way towards the guma on the other side. Keiman shaguma rechoka memenu, since your side didn't make the guma, they made the guma. So it's closer to their aliyah, so we're worried that as it drips there, it's going to get dirty, you're going to be worried about it. And what are you going to come to do? V'yotzi klei abayis me'ashofchem l'chatzer, and you're going to come to carry out your kelim of the house into the chatzer with the dirty water, kedei lishbok lahedya l'guma, to pour it right away into the guma, straight up. V'heim halolo eru yachad, and the two sides didn't make an eruv, so you can't carry your kelim into the chatzer. So therefore, the only way it's going to be mutter is for the side that made an eruv, and if they made the guma closer to their side, then it's mutter. But the other side who didn't make an eruv, it's always going to be aser. And even this side that made an eruv, if they didn't make the guma, the other side made the guma, that's also going to be aser. The mechaber then said, the side that made the eruv and the guma is mutter, as long as they don't pour it directly into the guma, rather they pour it onto the aliyah and it drips into the guma. Says the Mishabur Zakatan Zayim, Shalotishba Lahedya Baguma Daha Chatzer Meshutah Lashtem Vehem Lo Eruv B'Yachad. The two sides of the Chatzer are Shutvim in the Chatzer, and they didn't make an Eruv, so you can't carry your Kli down there. So although the side that made the Eruv themselves, and they made the Guma, they can use the Guma, they can pour their water there, but they can't go down with their Kalim, because they made their own private Eruv only for their side, for their Aliyos. But the other side did not join together with them in an Eruv of the Chatzar. So the Chatzar has no Eruv, you can't carry your Kli there. So therefore, even though they have a Heter to pour their water, they can't go down and pour their water directly from the Kli into the Guma, they can't carry the Kli there. But what can they do? They can pour the water onto their Aliyah, onto their merpeses, and it will drip down into the guma. And the reason why that's okay, the Rama said, is because it's only kocho, it's carrying from the Rishus HaYachid into the chatzer, which is joined, but it's only considered kocho b'chatzer sheinim b'revis, and it's mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ches, the kocho b'chatzer, Ratzalomer. Afa gav del chatzer sha guma b'shayach l'shneim, even though the chatzer where the guma is belongs to both sides, v'amayim yordin sham Baguma mikocho, and the water is dripping down there to the hole from your koach, it's still mutter, because kocho b'chatzer is mutter. Then the Ramah told us one more case. The same thing would be true if the chatzer would be larger than 4 amos by 4 amos, both sides would be mutter, they wouldn't even need a hole. Says the Mishaburus of Katnates, Hainu lishbol gamala merpeses v'shiyera l'chatzer. What they would be able to do if it's larger than 4 by 4, they didn't make an Erev together, so they can't carry down their kelim, they'd be able to pour the water onto their merpeses and will drip down from there to the chatzer. Umari b'she'er v'kol echad atzmo. Of course, we're dealing with a case where each side made their own private Erev for their aliyah. V'lo chashinat she'otzi ha'kliyim ha'mayim l'chatzer lishbol b'zoch ha'guma sh'asach ha'vero. And we're not concerned that they might carry down the kli with the water to the chatzer to pour it into the guma that their friend made. T'keim and she'esh b'chatzer shir arba amos, because since the chatzer is large, it's more than 4 amos by 4 amos, b'shir shu'u rachav kazer royal she'ibola ha'mayim b'mekom av lo yiskak l'chatzer. So with that size chatzer, the water will get absorbed in the chatzer. It's not going to make this chatzer dirty. So we're not worried you're going to come out to carry a kli. So katan yud ve'ein tzrich and guma. In that case, when it's more than 4 by 4, you don't even need a guma. Ratzalomer means to say vi'al kein, and therefore afilu echad osa guma l'tar aliyaso. Even if one side made a guma on his side, lo chashina shasheni yolech hakli mashovchem l'sham. We're not worried the other side is going to go carry down his kli with his dirty water to go there. That concludes Simen Shin Ayin Zayin. And Ritz Hashem, and next year we will begin Simen Shin Ayin Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.